नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम 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 नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
श्रीमद् भागवतम थर्ड कैंटो Chapter 27, text 15. Manyamanas, Saratmanam, Anashto, Nashtavan, Rusha, Nashte, Ahankarena, Rashta, Nashta, Vitta, Ivaturaha. Manyamanastaratmanam
Manyamanastaratmanam
Anashto nashtavanmrsha
Anashto nashtavanmrsha
Nashtehankarane drashta
Nashtehankarane drashta
Nashtavitta ivaturaha
Nashtavitta ivaturaha
Manyamanastaratmanam
Manyamanastaratmanam
Anashto nashtavanmrsha Nashtehankarane drashta
Nashtehankarane drashta
Nashtavitta ivaturaha
Nashtavitta ivaturaha
Manyamanastadatmanam
Manyamanastadatmanam
Anashto
nashtavanmrsha
One who has lost his fortune.
Iva, like.
Aturaha,
distressed.
The
living entity can vividly feel his existence as the seer. But because of the disappearance of the ego during the state of deep sleep, he falsely takes himself to be lost, like a man who has lost his fortune and feels distressed, thinking himself to be lost. Pretty warm, isn't it?
Krishna.
Only in ignorance does a living entity think that he is lost. If by attainment of knowledge he comes to the real position of his eternal existence, he knows that he's not lost. An appropriate example is mentioned herein. Nashta vitta ibadhuta. A person who has lost a great sum of money may think that he is lost, but actually he's not lost, only his money is lost. But due to his absorption in the money, or identification with the money, he thinks that he is lost. Similarly, when we falsely identify with matter as our field of activities, we think that we are lost, although actually we are not. As soon as a person is awakened to the pure knowledge of understanding that he is an eternal servitor of the Lord, his own real position is revived. A living entity can never be lost. When one forgets his identity in deep sleep, he becomes absorbed in dreams, and he may think himself a different person, or may think himself lost. But actually, his identity is intact. This concept of being lost is due to false ego, and it continues as long as one is not awakened to the sense of existence as an eternal servitor of the Lord. The Mayavadi philosopher's concept of becoming one with the Supreme Lord is another symptom of being lost in false ego. One may falsely claim that he's the Supreme Lord, but actually he's not. This is the last snare of Maya's influence upon the living entity. Think oneself equal with the Supreme Lord, or think oneself to be the Supreme Lord himself, is also due to false ego. Om Agyanam Dasya Ganantana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Yena Asmai Shri Gure Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Padam Vaityam Yadati Shodhanitam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sadrashatam Sahagana Gaganatamitam Stamsadivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Virjana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalitam Shri Vishakam Hey Krishna Pavanava Sindho Dina Bhanto Jagat Pate Govesha Govita Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kamsana Golangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sive Devi Ranamami Hari Priye Vanchato Katarubhyascha Kripasino Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Manyamanas, Charatmanam, Anashto Nashtavan, Nashtavan Vasha, Nashte Hankarane Drashta, Nashtavitta Ibadura. Drashta means the seer. In Descartes' starting premise, I think, therefore I am. That much he was trying to determine, what can I be sure of? Well, I can be sure of my existence because I directly perceive that I'm thinking. And how could I be thinking unless I exist? So drashta, one is the seer. So one exists. But one is not in one's real position. Manyamanas taradmanam anashto nashtavan anashto vitya shashvatato yam puran nahanyate yam yamani shiriya. The soul can never be lost. Nashta. Nashta means lost or destroyed. The soul is indestructible. We can't end our lives even if we want to. A person feels so ruined that sometimes he wants to kill himself. People throw themselves off buildings or whatever, off bridges. The only solution is to end my life. But he can't do that either. That's also false ego. Can't even end our lives. Because even though the body may be destroyed, the soul is permanently existing. And for that reason also, there's no reason to commit suicide. That's another modern philosophical question. The only real question is suicide. Life have any meaning, or should I commit suicide? Well, the first thing is you can't commit suicide, not in the absolute sense. And the next thing is there's no reason to, because I may think that I'm ruined or that my life is worthless or whatever, but that's on account of my identification with this temporary body and my forgetfulness of my relationship with Krishna. The whole thing comes from bewilderment, all this sour. The only question is suicide. Because you're starting from a position of ignorance, a position of forgetfulness of Krishna, then the only real question is suicide, because life is so empty and meaningless, or so painful, ultimately. At best, meaningless; at worst, torture. But anashta, nashtavan, nirsha. One thinks that he's lost.
Nashte hamkarane drashta. Nashta vittai.
Like a person who's lost his money. He's the typical example of the guy who throws himself off a building. At the top of the universe with his financial accomplishments, and now he's been wiped out, he's been ruined, so he hurls himself off a building. Nashtavitta, because his money is lost, he thinks that he's lost. All is lost. Nashte ahankarane. He's thinking, I'm this body, and in relationship to this body, my money, my wife, my children, my home, my this. And when his money is lost, then he thinks he's lost. Or if his family is lost, he thinks everything is gone for nothing. I've lost my wife, I've lost my children, I've lost everything. You never had them. Because you're not this body. The relationship with your money, your home, your wife, your children never existed. But you're thinking that it exists. This is called
lose everything, then I'm lost. But nothing has actually changed. I was eternal before, I'm eternal now. I had nothing before, I have nothing now. But on account of identifying with this material body and that which is related to this body, I think that I'm lost, and that I've lost everything. The example devotees like to give is the example of the person whose car gets hit. He says, "You hit me." He falsely identifies with the body, so when there's some distress for the body, he thinks that it's distress to him. He takes it as personal distress. Well, this is all mistaken. Bhagavatam gives the example of how we're identifying with this illusion as if it were real. We're seeing things shaking on the water, and we think that the things are shaking. Actually, the things as they are steady. We see the moon shaking in the water. We think the moon is shaking. The moon is not shaking. The water is shaking. We see things happening in the material world. We think it's happening to us. Asanga hiyam punisha. It has nothing to do with us. But we identify it, and therefore we're suffering. We're suffering because we think that all of these dramas are happening to us. Nothing to do with us. Therefore, Brahma-bhuta prasanna, the Shodhutiyamitar. Self-realized person becomes happy. I have nothing to lament about, I have nothing to hanker for. For me, everything's the same. Because I'm not this body, I'm a spirit soul. In that situation, from that platform, one goes further to become engaged in devotional service of Krishna. If I'm this body, then I'm engaged in something else. I'm engaged in trying to keep it all together, keep things together, hold things together. And all those things inevitably fall apart. My body falls apart. Bit by bit, or all at once. Just keep it together. The guy who's such a big man that he's keeping everything together. It may be a great business or a great nation. At the end, he can't even keep his body parts together. He can't even keep his wits together. Everything's finally lost. And therefore he's in anxiety. What about my health? What about my money? What about you? People build an identity digitally and then they're worried about identity theft. Someone could steal my identity. Their extended false identity could be stolen. I'm worried about identity theft, or I'm worried about I have an identity crisis. You know, I thought I was this, but now I don't know, and maybe I'm this, maybe I'm that. What am I? People don't know what they should do or what direction to take. Anguish over so many personal difficulties. All produced from illusory energy. When it comes to the spiritual platform or comes to the Krishna conscious platform, then he's not in anxiety. Yo mam pashyati sarvatra sarvam cha mayi pashyati tasyaham na pranashyami. Such a name. Krishna says, for one who sees me everywhere, who sees everything in me, I'm never lost. Nor is he ever lost to me. person who's forgotten this relationship with Krishna is always lost. He's tossing on the waves of material energy, trying to find out where he is, and he's always on an unstable, a tottering platform, a shaky platform, that being tossed this way, up to the top of the sea. You're being tossed by the waves of Maya. Only when you understand your identity as Krishna, have full confidence in that, will you be freed from all miseries. All the miseries of our material existence is superfluous to us. Anartha. Anartha means unwanted, but anartha also means meaningless. Anartha means meaningless. Like if you punch my shadow, what does it mean to me? Meaningless. It's meaningless. Because I'm not the shadow. So whatever happens in terms of this material existence, materially embodied life, is ultimately meaningless. All these miseries or all these enjoyments. But I'm taking it as having great meaning. I'm seeking to get the enjoyment and I'm getting the distress. But ultimately, both happiness and distress have no permanent meaning. So these miseries can be removed directly by bhakti yoga. Anarto pasamam shaksha, bhakti yoga, by devotional service to Krishna. But what is that? Vidvantra craved. Lokasya janato vipam. People in general don't know this. And therefore, Srila Vyasadeva wrote this Srimad Bhagavatam. Lokasya janato vipam. Another lost, people want to lose themselves by suicide, or people want to lose themselves in the Supreme. The self is something we want to get rid of. Either we want to build it up, in which case it gets knocked down, or we want to annihilate it. Selfhood is the source of distress. This is Lord Buddha's philosophy. Suffering comes from desire. Desire comes from the sense of self. And if we can therefore obliterate the sense of self, then we get rid of desire, then we get rid of suffering. And so the impersonalist philosopher wants to lose himself. He wants to lose himself. Either by outright annihilation of the self, spiritually speaking, dismantle that troublesome self, or merge that self into the greater self, in which case then the same thing. You take the drop of water and toss it into the ocean of water, and now that drop no longer exists. It's lost in the ocean. And they like that. They think if I get rid of myself that way, then that's better. Because of frustration with material life, better to become a non-self, either by voidness or by impersonalism. And that's another illusion, because they're thinking there's something they're not. First they're thinking I'm this body, then I'm thinking I'm absolutely identical with the Supreme in every respect. Neither one. Manyamanas tadatmana manashto nashtavan musha. Musha means falsely. I'm falsely thinking that I'm this body, or I'm falsely thinking myself God. Nashte aham karane drashta nashtavittai vartu. All right, what questions?
Yes.
You mentioned before that a person would like to come and kill himself because he lost the money, right? That's the beginning. How about if a person lost their health condition? Like a fire threat and it's like a lot of
same thing. A person wants to lose to kill himself because he's lost his money, or because he's lost his health, or because he's lost his wife, or because he lost his child, or because he lost his reputation. So many reasons. Now everything is lost. I've lost my reputation. Everything is lost. I've lost my wife. Life has no longer has meaning. I've lost my son, I've lost my daughter, I've lost my, you name it, I've lost my parakeet.
But we don't respect, and we consider the wife, the kids, the money, the job, the position, like external. Mm-hmm. But how about the health, which is internal?
No, salud tampoco es eterno. The health is also not internal. It's not internal, it's not. This is the mistake we were talking about yesterday, that the body and soul are so stuck together that if something happens to one, we take it as having happened to the other. If you hit my car, I think you hit me, because my car is so important to me. If, yes. Or if the man, he identifies so much with his money that if he loses the money, he thinks that he's lost. I identify with this body. And now if there's a problem with this body, or if the body is it can be ruined. And practically nothing left, almost. You know, total paralysis. And then I think, well, there's nothing left in my life. Because I'm thinking this is me. I can't function anymore. But it's not me. It's the car. In Bhagavad Gita, this body is compared to a car. Yantra Rupa. So if the car is wrecked, then I think I'm wrecked. But I'm not this car. The body may be, in so many ways, practically finished. But I'm not finished. Because I'm not this body. But the Krishna conscious person, and that question will come up in the text following, that Devahuti will say, that the body and soul are so stuck together, how is it possible to separate them? Or how can we get free from this tight identification between the body and the self? And we'll find that, yes, by devotional service, by bhakti yoga, one can come to this understanding. Yes?
Sorry, you mentioned about the idea of this mentality of trying to keep it all together, maintain everything that's going on. But we also see that if everyone stopped doing things, then things would deteriorate and dilapidate maybe even more quickly. So, like if people stopped bringing tulsi in the morning, fixing the mic stand, you know, doing things, if people weren't doing things, then it would dilapidate quicker.
If people stopped doing things, then the world would fall apart.
Not exactly the world fall apart.
Nothing would go on.
Things would.
Things would stop. We don't mind. If New York City ground to a halt because people stopped, well, having sex, that would stop the whole city right there. If New York City and everything behind it, underlying it, were to stop, we don't care. The soul can live without New York City.
someone says your Krishna conscious activities would stop. Those are the only activities worth continuing. And they can't be stopped anyway. That is, it's the eternal function of the soul to render devotional service. Even if externally, again, suppose I can't serve externally. In the mind, one can serve. Even if the mind is destroyed, fine, I'll go back to God and serve. Why to Kiya Pati? We don't mind. Materially speaking, Krishna says, without work, you can't even maintain your own body. But if you're not devoted, not engaged in spiritual realization, what's the use of maintaining your body? Maintaining it for nothing. Paravastava bodhita. Your life is a failure. What's the use of maintaining your life? Jivasya tattva jigyasa narta yaschaya pranam. One should live for spiritual realization, otherwise one's life is meaningless. No meaning to one's activity unless one inquires about spiritual realization. He has not lived a meaningless life. No compartus of jiva.
Within the life of devotional service, even, let's say, like the pujari has to take responsibility to wake up and maintain the care of the deity, and someone has to maintain.
Yeah, this is a different life. The life that we're talking about, this material life, is the shadow life. And the life of the puppets, the life of the machines, the life of the shadow, that life is of no consequence. The life of the pujari, or the life of the person engaged in devotional service, that's real life.
Sometimes that mentality may creep in, and we think, I have to maintain, and we see with even materialistic mentality.
We may think, I have to maintain, and that's also illusion. What can I maintain? But I have to act instrumentally. Or that's my... either my duty or my opportunity, either way you look at it. One point of view, it's my duty, I'm supposed to do this. Or from the other point of view, it's my opportunity. Krishna's giving me a chance, the spiritual master's giving me a chance to do this. Actually, if I quit, suppose I'm the pujari, I quit. Krishna can send 1,000 more pujaris. I'm not indispensable. I will, and that's another illusion, you know. Without me, how would it go on? If I weren't here serving as the pujari, how would things go on? You know, news for you, sir. One day you'll not be the pujari anymore. Yes.
Isn't Mother Jasoda thinking, if I don't feed Krishna, he'll die?
Yeah. That's, of course, on the absolute platform, Yoga Maya. But I'm thinking, you know, if I weren't the temple president... Prabhupada gave the example of Gandhiji. He was thinking, you know, how will the country go on without me? What's going on? Finally, everything is dependent on Krishna, not on us. We're being engaged in devotional service or given the opportunity to render devotional service. We're allowed to take some credit. Krishna told Arjuna, kill everyone and take the credit. But actually, I've killed everyone already. And even if you leave the battlefield, they're still going to die. I'm actually doing all the work. If you like, you can be part of it and take some of the credit. But it's all done anyway. But I'm thinking, Ahankaravi Bhutan Nakaratana, I'm thinking I'm doing it all. Yes.
How can we go back to God if our mind is disturbed?
How can we go back to Godhead if our mind is
disturbed?
Well, if your mind is disturbed but you think of Krishna, you'll go back to Godhead. However disturbed your mind.
But if I'm really in that condition, if I can't pray, if I can't
mind doesn't work.
Of course, even Krishna, suppose at the last stage, if the mind is not working, still Krishna will do the needful. Sometimes the entire material apparatus shuts down. Practically speaking, the external body, the internal body, nothing works. Still the soul is awake. And Krishna is there in the heart. Impaired in different ways by having this material body. Actually, we want freedom. We can't, we're all stuck in some limited condition. Some of us are limited in this way, some of us limited in that way. Embodied life means limitation. And then we get all these opportunities and we think, I have unlimited opportunities. I don't have unlimited opportunities. I have a very narrow trajectory in terms of the workings of the material nature, and I'm imagining I have unlimited opportunities. I can create my own reality. I can be whatever I think myself to be. It's all foolishness. It's all foolish. I can think myself Napoleon. It's not going to make me Napoleon. Make me Napoleon, yeah. Napoleon Hill is the author of a famous book, Think and Grow Rich, by which I guess he became rich. A lot of others thought they'd become rich, but didn't. If it's your karma to become rich, you'll become rich. It's your karma to become poor, you become poor. But it doesn't matter rich or poor, because I'm neither rich nor poor, because I'm not this body. But I'm imagining, now I'm rich, now I'm poor, now I have everything, now I've lost everything. I never had it, I never lost it. Again, the moon is shimmering. The moon is not shimmering. But because we're seeing it in terms of the water, we think that the moon is shimmering. Yes.
Maharaj, it's very easy to understand that we are not this body from the intellectual point of view, but from the practical point of view, it's very difficult.
Therefore, one has to be engaged in Krishna consciousness. You can't sort of... Artificially, there's no way, or the philosopher who's just trying to understand that he's not this body by a process of philosophical analysis may understand it, but he doesn't do him that much good because he can't act as if he's not this body because he doesn't know what you do if you're not this body. If I'm this body, I know what I do. Right? Whatever it is. I work, I eat, I chase girls around, I show up on stage and play my guitar, whatever it is, as long as I'm thinking I'm this body, I have some idea of what I'm supposed to do. If I'm not this body, what am I supposed to do? They get the idea that I don't do anything. Perfection is cessation of all activities. That's not possible. Instead, they write books. The perfection of life is the cessation of all activities. They come to some impractical conclusion. The practical thing is devotional service. Then there's that spiritual activity. And that spiritual activity frees us from the material. Same example from yesterday, the coconut shell and the coconut pulp, separate. One is active, even in this life, But his real activity is the activity of the soul. Externally, he's doing something this way or that way. But the essence of his activity is devotional service.
His question about the person being so disturbed that they're not able. I was wondering what is the threshold where a person gets actually to the point where they can't. But there was a story in the Bible about this man who was running around naked, and they tried to chain him up, and he broke the chains. You know, that haunted man, and he was stampeding around the village dirty for years. And then he saw Jesus for like 1 second. And when he saw Jesus, he said, "Lord." I was thinking, wow, no matter how fallen he was, he could still say, acknowledge. And then Jesus drove out a legion of demons from him into the pigs. And they all ran. And the man became a preacher. So Krishna is so wonderful that even if you're very, very fallen, Jagai Madai, Krishna is reaching out to us. And Krishna can, he doesn't take away that, as long as we're a human being, we have a choice to turn to Krishna. So not even the slightest way, Krishna is so merciful, he can uplift us. How wonderful is Krishna.
From another point of view, disturbance is an incentive to surrender to Krishna. Oh Krishna, my mind is so disturbed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Right. In that sense, the more disturbed, the better. Therefore, people sometimes in catastrophe, they turn to God. Because everything else is so impossible. I can't get it together this way, I can't get it together. Oh, Krishna. It becomes an advantage.
Like
Gajendra, yeah. To be a little disturbed under those circumstances is not as beneficial. The good position is to be totally disturbed. Yeah, utter, total
dismay.
Distress. Arjuna, I don't know what to do. I surrender.
It's necessary to sustain material life. You kind of mentioned.
I wonder about that too.
Why killing yourself to be reunited with the divine would be.
Wouldn't be a bad idea if it would work.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's what's so. Why doesn't it work? Why can't you be that drop of water?
It's a strategy that now I'm trapped in this present life, and if I kill myself, I can be reunited with divinity. The trouble is that it's sort of an illegal escape. According to the laws of nature, I've been put into this body, which is not my property, by the way. It's God's property. So now, It's like a prison cell that I put in. This body is something like a prison because it limits me. So I've got the solution. I'm gonna break the body down, and then I'll be free. I can walk out into the world a free man. All I have to do is break down the walls of the cell and go. But that's a violation of the laws of the prison. That's government property, by the way.
People
prison.
Still break out of jail. People still break out of jail.
Yeah, they do break out of jail. And then the things get worse. You know, he was a prisoner. now he had to serve 20 years. Now after year five, he thinks, I can break out. And then he's caught, and now it's 35. Mm-hmm. It becomes worse. Now, okay, because this is the material world and governments are not all powerful, maybe he does get out and he goes to Argentina and he becomes a big drug dealer and wealthy man. So yeah, the material world, one might get away with such things, but the laws of the universe are inflexible. They're universally enforced. So we can't get away with it. But the other thing does happen, that you get caught, and the terms of punishment are stiffened. So what actually happens to the suicide is that rather than attaining liberation, rather than becoming free, he becomes a ghost. A ghost is a living being with no gross body, only a subtle one, only the mind, intelligence, and false ego are there, but not the gross physical embodiment made of flesh and bone and so on. So why does he not have a physical body? He destroyed the one he had, and now he's not going to get another one. But the subtle body is still there, and the subtle body is still infested with all the same desires. Still wants to eat, still wants to have sex, still wants to have a big house, still wants to have money, still wants this, still wants that. He still has all the desires, and he doesn't have the vehicle with which to accomplish his desires. So he's tormented.
Well, then what do you do about that?
What does he do about that? Well, he tries to take over someone else's body. Therefore, ghosts haunt people. You see these winos, who are talking to themselves and they're muttering, and you can practically see the ghosts running up and down their bodies. They're haunted. What the ghost thinks, well, if I can't have a body of my own, I'll enjoy through his. Vicarious enjoyment. So it's possession. I take possession of someone else's body and I try to enjoy through that one.
They have bad taste in bodies.
Excuse me?
They have bad taste in choosing bodies.
Bad taste in choosing bodies. Well, they get what you, you get what you can. It's hard for a ghost to really invade the body of a person in the mode of goodness, but when he's in the mode of ignorance, then the ghost can take advantage. So they get slim pickings, the ghosts. So that's a tormented life. He was hoping to get freed from his, I'll just end my miseries, put myself out of my misery, gone, whatever. But instead it multiplies his miseries. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if by killing myself I could go back to Godhead, if I could go to Krishna by suicide, I would have done it a long time ago. It's just another failed strategy. It's another way out that's not a way out. We have so many ways out. I'll beat the laws of nature and I'll be rich and powerful and I won't care about the miseries of this world. That's one imagined way out. Another is, I'll merge with the Supreme. I'll become identical with God, or I don't even have to merge. I'll just announce myself God. Due to illusion, I've forgotten that I've God. But now I know who I really am. And you can walk around thinking that you're moving the sun and moving the moon and that you're behind everything until a bicycle comes and knocks you down. Or I imagine that I can turn myself into nothingness, or that I am nothing and I'm only imagining that I'm something. That doesn't work, because we are something. Or there's the suicide route. Or there's, I'll live forever through my children. You know, I'll live on through my children. People really believe that. I'll live on through my children. It's another illusion. He's going to die and go someplace else. He's one person, his children is someone else. But he's imagining that he's going to somehow live because he's misidentifying with his body. He thinks if there's some semblance of his body continuing, then he's continuing. If there's somebody with my genes who's still alive and kicking, then I'm alive and kicking. Another gross illusion. I live on through my accomplishments. I live on through my reputation. You'll be dead someplace else. Therefore, Woody Allen said, I don't want to live on through my reputation. I want to live on by not dying. A living entity wants to live forever. That's natural. So that he does by Krishna consciousness.
And the catch is going to blow. So we shall stop. Hare Krishna.